Next up, we are joined by several members of a new coalition called Freedom Unshackled. I don't know if I can list everyone who's here with me today, but why don't we just start off, Ronnie Minter, with what is Freedom Unshackled?
Freedom Unshackled was just birthed out of frustration around what we saw as a lack of people really honing in on specific issues in regards to the incarcerated and the formerly incarcerated men and women. We just said that this is something we're going to just start tackling issues and do the best we can with them and bring awareness to them and try to move the needle a little bit.
Now, you are each working on different facets of Freedom Unshackled. I was wondering if you could start off by explaining your initiative to grant clemencies more frequently.
Hi, I'm Mark Littlejohn, brother of Mavis Littlejohn, and I'm from Brooklyn. I think part of what we're working to do is to hold decision makers accountable for what they've promised. So in terms of clemency, obviously you understand what clemency is and pardons, and the governor has the chance and opportunity to do this at any time. They tend to do it during holidays as if it's a gift. What we're doing is, given the situation with our penal system, overcrowding, the racial disparity, also the effect of COVID-19 in terms of inmates, we are working to not just get clemency, but actually have sentences shortened so that these people can be removed, can be decarcerated. And so we're doing that by literally sending out mailers. We're approaching senators, assemblymen, councilmen, and we are having conversations with each of them individually, the ones who show interest, of course. And we are asking them to get behind this movement, to support us, and to help us hold generally the governor accountable for what he should be doing and what needs to be done, especially at this point in time.
And out of the last several governors of New York, Governor Cuomo has the record for least amount of clemencies granted. What is his number at now?
That is correct. Ronnie, what are the numbers again?
As of 2019, he had 11. And we're not talking about pardons, so let's be very clear about that. Freedom Unshackled is looking at the time computations, which are the ones where the sentences are shortened and allowing individuals to go in front of the parole board commissioners. So he's only done 19. Not to get confused with people he's releasing because of COVID who have 90 days left on their sentence. He's letting them go early, and somehow they're roping that into executive clemency pardons. That has nothing to do with us, apples and oranges.
Okay, great. Thank you for explaining that to us. And there is a petition going around that Freedom Unshackled has set up. This is Mavis Littlejohn.
Basically the petition is making people aware of the fact that Governor Cuomo did run on a platform of criminal justice reform, and in terms of executive clemency, we expect him to follow through what he promised when he asked us to vote for him. We look at the petition as people who will support us, both in the coalition and also to raise money so that at some point we can expand to be a national coalition, and we invite other groups.
Thank you for that, Mavis. And there is a faction of your group, the St. Pierre's, in New Hampshire. And I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about what is happening related to Freedom Unshackled from your neck of the woods.
It's Dominique. So we're mostly helping with the New York piece. We met Ronnie, another group, and had similar interests with prisons, and then we just joined this group. But New Hampshire is really similar, where clemency is granted very rarely. That's like, it was a ridiculously small number, I think under 10 since like 1996. Like, it's very uncommon. So this is something we're learning a lot through this group and kind of following their footsteps. And hopefully one day we can also bring that towards our hometown and expand it, New England area. And then, like, as Mavis said, it keeps spreading nationally.
There is this piece about your mission statement that talks about that you're not interested in introducing new laws. And I was wondering if you can explain that tactic, especially when you are working with state legislators.
Deb?
This is Deborah Williams.
Yes. There's already a process in place to grant clemency. What we want the governor to do really is to act and to be consistent with what he already committed to. So we want him to do it more, 4 times a year. We've done some comparative work and looked at what's being done in other areas. So we want New York State to live up to the promise, because this is not about this individual gift you give to someone. When you think about it like that, you don't think about it as an issue of freedom or justice. And so we're thinking more broadly that this is a good thing to do for people to get their lives back. We're not looking to make another law. If you adhere to the existing commitment to clemency and take it in the spirit in which it's been spoken about in the past, then we just want to support that happening and put together through our coalition and bring others together to do that more aggressively.
Thank you, Deborah Williams, for explaining that. And I was wondering if you guys could also explain the significance of starting this coalition, Freedom Unshackled Now. Mavis, Little John.
We thought that it was a good time now because we are having an open national discussion on dismantling systemic racism. So we're taking the time now, the people are actually interested and we've got an audience, to discuss how the racial disparities in the makeup of prison populations, the length and the severity of sentences, the disruption to the basic family unit has led to just keeping the system going, the systemic oppression going. But it's minority health disparities and disparities in the law and legal consequences that cause the mass incarceration. And all we're asking at this point is asking for something very small, which is to ask the governor to live up to the promises he made. And we're asking him to increase that to granting clemency 4 times a year, 3 women, 3 men, each 4 times a year for a total of 24 people per year. And that's our simple ask right now.
Thank you for that, Mavis, Little John. And Nicole Cook Reed, you were personally incarcerated for 10 years. Speaking from that perspective, why is it important for you to be a part of this coalition?
Basically, I have the lived experience of being incarcerated. And when it comes to being released and giving a second chance, currently the governor has over 1,800 applications on his desk, right? But for me, I did my time, I did my 10 years and I was released. And again, we're not talking about people like Jeffrey Dahmer and the Charles Mansons of the world. We're talking about people like me who made a mistake. You know, I was 17 when I was incarcerated back in 1997. And when I came home, I did 10 years straight, I was 27. But I had the mindset that I wanted to do better. I wanted to be better. And I did that. Like, I'm now a homeowner. I'm a taxpayer. I'm a registered voter. I'm a supervisor. I own businesses. Like, I have everything that everybody else, I had the opportunity to be able to be productive. And the deck was stacked against me, but there's so many people just like me that can have those opportunities as well and accomplish those things. They're just given the opportunity to be released because of the time that they have, or the fact that their application for clemency is just sitting on a governor's desk, not being even looked at. You know, it's the fact that they can't even get an opportunity to be considered. And keep in mind, in order to be qualified for clemency, you have to be a model inmate. And I'm a living, breathing example of what that looks like.
Nicole Cook Reed, thank you so much for that. And to all of you, thank you for joining me here today on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. We're quickly running out of time, but I wanted to make sure we got to Donald Johnson, if you had anything else you wanted to add about why you are part of the Freedom Unshackled Coalition.
And Ronnie and I had kind of started this journey together. I've been back and forth throughout the prison system, I would say probably half of my life. It took me to be in my late 40s to finally turn it around. As a Black man, Black gay man, I just want to bring light and awareness to what it's like to live inside of the prison system and how it is to come outside of the prison system, deal with a lot of disparities, the racial injustice. I just want people to know that if given the chance, change is possible.
Thank you for that, Donald Johnson. And Ronnie Minter, are there any last words that you would like to add?
We have a lot of initiatives that we're going to be working on. We're going to be looking at gate fees for individuals coming home. Our New Hampshire young women are going to be starting a blog, so look for that on our webpage, freedomunshackled.org. We're going to be looking at the forgotten population of women and the forgotten population of the gay Black males' experience while incarcerated. So there are going to be a lot of great things that are going to come out of this coalition, and we are excited and looking forward to what we can possibly do. We are absolutely looking to change policies and procedures and the way things are done in terms of criminal justice in the state of New York and beyond.